B-Pod Studios.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a 46-year-old man had a screwdriver pulled out of his rectum.
Oh. Nearly killed him.
And it was inside of him, and he left it there for a week, apparently. In a disturbing case report, doctors revealed the man suffered a perforated bowel as a result and was left critically ill.
Did they get the broken toaster out of his ass?
He had arrived at a hospital in Florida with life-threatening septic shock because of bacteria which got into his bloodstream through the injury.
Man.
But only when a CAT scan was performed did doctors find the tool responsible, which measured 8.2 inches long by 1.1 inches wide.
Quick question. Phillips head or flathead?
They didn't indicate. After surgery, the unidentified man needed surgery to cut away rotting flesh from inside his area.
Oh, my God.
It's bad enough you have to be in the dude's ass.
It had become infected. He survived and is believed to be the first reported case of this kind. It's not clear which end of the screwdriver was inserted first.
Is he going to go on GMA?
It is only unclear why he inserted the screwdriver in the first place, but he has since needed treatment for psychiatric disorders.
Oh my
His
God.
Past medical history showed he had suffered with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and had failed to take medication properly. So that may have contributed, but he was rotting inside.
Oh my God. So the human rectum, can accept a lot of stuff. But I think hardware, perhaps, anything you can purchase at Lowe's, you probably want to keep away from.
Yes, and it perforated his bowel, which easily kill you. A Michigan man was blown through two walls of his house after a cooktop ignited from an apparent propane leak.
Whoa!
The incident occurred when Cody Smith, a conservation officer, was on patrol when he responded to a structure fire. The fire featured multiple explosions and ammunition popping and landing on the nearby roadway.
Jesus Christ.
Smith arrived on the scene, contacted the power company, and called emergency medical services for the injured person. According to the report, the man was attempting to start his cooktop when it ignited from an apparent propane leak in his residence. The impact of the blast blew the resident through two walls of the house. Can't believe he lived. Luckily, the man sustained only minor injuries. Smith collected firearms that survived the blast and put them in safe storage in the sheriff's department. Took over until the owner could retrieve
it. I bet you they all had a good laugh after it.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what this is from?
It's from Stripes.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you get blown off of the whatever tower that is.
Yep.
That was so great.
Yep. That's all he could say after the explosion.
They asked him seven times, and that's his response.
I had no idea what clip that was from.
Really?
No clue. I'd say a good half of the clips we play, I don't know where they're from.
But do you know that part of the movie?
No.
Oh, okay. The mortar, you know.
Stripes kind of missed me. I've seen it, but it did not land in my Animal House, lexicon of being able to repeat all the lines.
They're in basic training. They're going through the obstacles, and some guy messes up with a mortar shell, and it heads in, and Sergeant Hulk gets knocked off of this big tower, and all he can say is afterwards. All right, so a woman from New Zealand, this is horrifying, was diagnosed with a rare disease that left her locked inside her own body for a month, and I'll explain that. Anstie Campbell said that one day she went for a jog in January. She felt what felt like pins and needles in her foot. Her doctor told her that her symptoms, which were getting worse, could be stress-related. She was later rushed to the emergency room at the hospital. She was diagnosed with a Guillain-Barré syndrome, which we've heard of.
Yes.
A rare autoimmune disorder in which a person's own immune system damages the nerves, causing muscle weakness and sometimes paralysis. Campbell became completely paralyzed and was placed in an induced coma for a week. She was later moved to the ICU. She was on a ventilator for 86 days, 31 of which she was conscious but unable to respond to anyone. And she said, I remember the doctors tried all these tests to get some sort of response, and it was really terrifying when I realized I was stuck inside my body.
She's in there fully lucid.
Yes.
But there's no way she can communicate to the outside world that she's getting their messages.
And she said, I was trying to do what they were telling me to do, but nothing was happening. I remember the doctor pushing hard on my brow bone to try and make my eyes open, and it was so painful, and all I was saying inside was stop.
Could you stop it?
Campbell is now slowly recovering. She started communicating through a twitch in her jaw.
Jesus.
And she also began to learn how to breathe on her own again and is now in physical therapy. She said some doctors have been positive and said that I will regain most, if not all, of my function, whereas others have said I'll be in a wheelchair for a long time.
That stuff freaks me out.
But the common theme is that her recovery will take a long time. That's pretty wild, man. Now, this is pretty cool. A Missouri bartender won $50,000 after receiving a winning Powerball ticket as a tip. 33-year-old Taylor Russey revealed that a regular customer at her job at Bleacher's Bar in O'Fallon buys lottery tickets for other regulars and leaves them along with a cash tip for the workers.
And they're never going to win.
Russey had received a Powerball ticket and a cash tip on October 18th by the customer when the following day, Bleacher's Bar lottery terminal alerted the staff that a winning $50,000 ticket was sold at the establishment. She said it was like, guys, who won all this money and didn't tell anybody? And then she remembered the tip that she received, scanned it and at the bar's lottery terminal, and that's when she realized she won 50 grand. She said, I kind of stood there for a second, looked at the cook, and then looked at the ticket before I started laughing, and then I started crying. She said that she has no plans on spending the money on anything extravagant, but she will use it to get some dental work done. She said, I'm not that kind of person.
I tell you what I can do with this. Get some dental work done. It totally cost me a guy that I found out the winning ticket. Oh, God. He's a sweetheart. He comes in here all the time.
Oh, my God.
But he's actually get some new choppers. God.
She needs to meet Gary.
Yes.
Gary Lauer.
My God. I've been waiting for you.
She said, this is not going to sustain me for the rest of my life. I still have to work. So it's just kind of a nice little bonus that she's getting.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
So a New Zealand woman lost at sea for 2 days, survived by eating a handful of candy.
Sea?
45-year-old Kushila Stein was vacationing on a sailboat near the Greek island of Folegandros. She boarded an inflatable boat on Friday to get supplies. A day later, Greek authorities alerted that she was missing. She was found Sunday morning 40 miles southwest of Folegandros. And Stein said in a statement, I was just blown away, literally blown away in my dinghy. She also,
it's a Christopher Cross song, isn't it?
Blown away my dinghy. Might have been. She also revealed that she survived on candy that she had with her and wrapped herself in three plastic bags that she had in her bag to keep herself warm at night. She also wore a red bag on her head. That she would be easily spotted. So she was saved, but the candy kept her alive.
When you see someone with a red bag on their head?
In Tennessee, a woman is recovering after being attacked by a white-tailed deer while she was getting the mail on Monday. Now, the deer...
Don't like you to get the mail.
Listen to this story. The deer, which was a year and a half old, four-point, weighing about 75 pounds, was treated like a pet in the neighborhood. And officers had to euthanize it after the attack. Aww. Now, the deer came up from behind the woman, slammed her to the ground outside of a business. Wildlife officers said the deer began goring the woman with its antlers. After the woman fought back and latched onto the deer's antlers, the deer dragged her and continued to attack.
Rattlers!
At that point, three people who saw what was going on came to help the woman and got her to safety. She is now in the hospital with serious injuries. The attack was unprovoked, but Bruce Harris, who says his neighborhood owns the deer, doesn't believe that. He says, I'd say she's a liar.
She's a liar.
If she hadn't grabbed a hold of his antlers, I think she would have. None of this would have happened.
Huh.
Harris said the
deer. There's a little bit of a conspiracy theory here.
This is pretty lengthy, by the way. So right. Harris said the deer, called Louie, was gentle and would never have harmed anyone. He said that his 3-year-old granddaughter used to paint its nails. She also painted antlers orange so that no one would shoot him.
Uh-huh.
She said my granddaughter used to come up to him. She used to tap him on the back of his legs, he'd give him his hoof. And she'd paint them fingernails polish.
Right there in front of me, the goddamnest thing I ever saw.
And that, he says, that's how dangerous she was, meaning the deer.
It was beautiful to watch.
Harris said the whole
little girl loving that old deer and that dumb bitch get you killed.
Harris said the whole neighborhood played with the deer and fed it. One neighborhood
stroked it and pet it.
One neighbor even planted extra cherry tomatoes for the deer. When officers tracked the deer down, they noticed that it was wearing an orange collar and acted unnaturally humanized.
It was talking.
I suddenly can talk, and I want you to know how much I cherish my time with your daughter.
You're the best deer ever.
Harris said the collar was another deterrent to keep hunters from shooting the deer.
Are you wearing spats?
He took exception on to how wildlife officers treated the animals. Said, I was out there when they came out and got him. Hmm. Very dramatic. They acted like they didn't care, you know?
You know how they are when they come in not caring about the deer with their toes painted?
Whenever they started to load him, instead of nicely, they grabbed him by the antlers. They just threw him in the truck. Harris said that he has no remorse for what happened to the woman. Said, no, none whatsoever.
Liar.
He said, why should I? You grab a deer by the antlers, I don't care how tame it is. He thought she wanted to play.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to play, that's all.
A criminal investigation is ongoing. It is not permitted in the state of Tennessee, by the way, to keep a white-tailed deer as a pet.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to go back to my trailer and rub myself.
Except for zoos and authorized wildlife rehabilitators.
So this guy was clearly emotionally connected to the deer.
He was very attached.
And the other woman was gored by it.
That's correct, yeah.
So we have a conflict here.
We do. Well, the Catholic Church has launched an investigation into two missionary nuns who were discovered to be pregnant while working in Africa.
Whoopsie.
Despite their vows of chastity. The two women
who... What does chastity mean again?
Who reportedly belong to separate religious orders in Sicily, Italy, are both now facing pressure to quit the church after discovering that they were expecting children. One of the nuns, a mother superior, by the way, only realized she was pregnant when she visited the hospital complaining of stomach pains. Both nuns are believed to be originally from Africa and were posted to their home continent as part of their charity missions. However, the scandal has caused consternation among the clergy. A church source in Rome said it appears that both women were back in their home nations and obviously had some form of sexual encounter. It's believed that both nuns now have returned to Italy to prepare for the births of their children. And then we'll do one more story. Let's go with this. A Louisiana man was arrested after stealing an electric-powered shopping cart from Walmart to avoid getting a DUI.
This happens a lot, actually.
Bryce Kendall Williams was charged with felony unauthorized use of a movable after driving the motorized shopping cart over a half mile away from one bar to another. He was bar hopping in this thing.
This Walmart cart.
His mom said it's $2,500. The deputy responded to a bar in Houma, Louisiana around 12:30 a.m. after receiving a complaint about someone arriving to a bar in a shopping cart.
Boy, oh boy, that looks like one of them there Walmart carts.
When the deputy arrived, he found the shopping cart parked between two cars in the bar's parking lot.
Oh, that's cool.
Williams told the responding deputy that he was at a different bar and thought that if he drove his car, he could get charged with a DUI. Instead, Williams opted to steal the electric shopping cart, which is meant for disabled people, and drive it to a different bar.
He was actually inside trying to buy a remote start for it.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.